With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. This news is brought to you by AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A vehicle reported stolen from Sombra over a decade ago has been found at the bottom of the Sydenham River. Chatham Kent police say a boater was testing a fish finder when he found something unexpected over the weekend. The vehicle was on its roof in the river. Investigators say the vehicle was empty. No injuries are being reported after an early morning garage fire on Mary Street in Chatham. Fire crews from Station 1 and 2 arrived just before 1 this morning to find the attached garage fully engulfed in flames and spreading to an RV that was parked in the driveway. The home was searched, but no one was inside at the time. Damage is estimated at $150,000. The cause is going down as undetermined. Chatham Kent broke a 47-year-old record high temperature today. The previous record was set in 1976 with a high of about 16, but the temperature reached 19 this afternoon. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Colson says tomorrow could be a different story.
Not often we're seeing back-to-back potential daytime records being broken. Tomorrow the record might be a little harder to break, as we have a cold front going through.
Colson says one of the big drivers for the milder than normal winter was El Nino. February was the warmest February on record in our area. A truck driver from St. Mary's has been charged after a transport truck went off the road on the 401 over the weekend. That happened just before 12:30 Saturday morning. Police say the truck left the road and almost hit a sign in the eastbound lanes of the highway near the Bloomfield Road interchange. The driver, who was the only person in the vehicle at the time, was not hurt. He now faces a careless driving charge. And the last of Detroit's Packard plant started to come down today. Demolition got underway this afternoon. The 3.5 million square foot plant had been a popular place for photographers in Detroit. The city plans to honor the plant's automotive legacy. In sports, spring training this afternoon saw the Jays beat the Phillies 5-2. The Tigers are playing the Red Sox. In the NHL, the Leafs play the Bruins in Toronto tonight. PJHL playoffs continue with the Wheatley Olmsted Sharks leading Moortown 2-0 going into Game 3. And in other local sports news, Tilbury's Brett Brochu has signed a professional tryout contract with the Cleveland Monsters. Now for the forecast, some clouds with showers late tonight and down to 10. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and up to 16. Showers and plus 5 tomorrow night. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.